Tonight, the Fox Network presents the premiere of a weekly dramatic series called 24. It's gotten the best advance reviews of any new TV series this season. TV critic David Bianculli says the buzz is justified.
The title 24 in this new Fox series refers to both the time frame of the story and the number of episodes intended to tell it. The gimmick behind the show, and it's a simple yet brilliant one, is that we watch a federal agent named Jack Bauer, played by Kiefer Sutherland, going through the most intense day of his life. It's literally a day, 24 hours beginning at midnight, and each one-hour episode of the series plays out in real time. Between now and the end of the season, 24 episodes of 24. What makes Jack's day so intense that he won't even stop to sleep? At home, his teen daughter sneaks out and disappears. At work, at his Los Angeles anti-terrorist unit, he's called in and given orders to stop the planned assassination of an African-American senator from California, a prominent presidential candidate. Jack also is told, in the justifiably paranoid language of the X-Files, to trust no one. That's what makes the day so intense. Jack is tracking a terrorist killer at work and a wayward daughter at home. What makes the show so intense is that 24 uses split-screen visuals, a relentlessly clicking digital clock, and an amazingly breathless pace to launch the story and the show. 24 isn't a TV series. It's a thrill ride. And it's a ride that's already running at full speed as you're asked to hop aboard. It starts in the middle of the night, in the middle of the story, and asks you, dares you, to hang on and keep up. What you get, very quickly, is that Jack is trying to repair a broken marriage and has just moved back in with his wife and daughter. That at work, he's either had an affair or contemplated one with an attractive coworker. And that when his boss gives Jack the assignment to head the anti-assassination task force, it's because Jack already has made waves and enemies within his own shop.
There may be an element inside the agency involved with the hit on Palmer.
What?
For the next 24 hours, I want you all over this. You're going to be interfacing with every division in the region.
I am the last person on the face of this planet that you want to bring something like this to.
I don't agree.
Richard, I built a case against three of our own agents and busted them for taking bribes. If there's a conspiracy in the agency to kill David Palmer, I'll never get anywhere near it.
Well, you'll have to, Jack. Because you're the only guy that I can trust.
Sutherland is terrific in the leading role, and the cast around him shows plenty of fire. Leslie Hope is the wounded wife, Alicia Cuthbert is the rebel daughter, Sarah Clark is the sexy co-worker, and Dennis Haysbert and Penny Johnson-Gerald as the black senator and his wife. Off camera, the creators of 24 are Joel Cerno, whose credits include Wise Guy, and Robert Cochran, whose credits include TV's La Femme Nikita. These are guys who know long story arcs and subtle intrigue inside and out. After the first hour of 24, you're desperate to see more, which is a very good sign. The only concern about the first hour is whether the show can keep up the pace and the quality in subsequent episodes. If it can, and if viewers keep watching, 24 stands to become a truly remarkable television series.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.